Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love's Prophetic Cipher, the place where eternity speaks to the broken hearts of men and where God stretches forth his hand to mend the wounded. It's about time, so clear your mind, allow your spirit to open, and digest the lesson of the hour. I believe that God has a word for you in this place. Here's your host, Prophetess Sandy Love.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Prophetess Sandy Love, and I am thanking you you guys for joining and being here this morning. And forgive me, you guys, on Facebook, because I really forgot to put the link out here. And that was my apology, so I'm actually trying to do it right now so that you guys can get it. But listen, I'm excited about what God is doing and what God wants to do. And it is my prayer that you guys will be able to receive, to be able to just be encouraged about what God is about to do. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get into it. Facebook, I'm actually trying to pull you in here now, but for some reason, it is doing something different. So what I'm going to do is, I got two things. I woke up this morning with two things in my spirit. That's why I can't do it. Sorry. That's why I can't do it. Give me one moment, you guys. Got a little bit of time here. I want to hit on two things, and I'm going to tie this in, so just kind of bear with me. But if you have your Bible, what you can do is get, let's go to Psalms 37:23. Okay. And let me go ahead and read that. The steps of a good man are ordered from the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Amen. And then let's go to, I believe it's Matthew. Let me punch it in real quick. Give me one moment. Give me a minute. Come on, okay. I believe it is Matthew 2:22. There it is. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skin, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. I want to go ahead, and there are two things that God put in my spirit. And this morning, I have to start with this because it is the one that is ringing in my ear. We're in a season where God is literally restoring strength, restoring the body, restoring, preparing is probably a better word. And so what God is saying is, Sandy, let them know that that I am preparing them to walk in the dimensions. And here's the hang up. The hang up is that they are holding on to the old wine, old revelations. They are hanging on to the things that happened to them. And you don't know how to let them go. And it is in this hour that God is saying that he is really trying. And I think that what's interesting is that he is really trying to get you to let go of what happened to you and to let go of the pain and the brunt of it and to step out on faith and trust him for new things to come. And listen, let's have some real conversation because you know how I am. I understand. How do you walk away from what happened to you? How do you walk away from the memory of what happened to you? How do you just act as if that didn't happen? That's not what he's saying. So how do we do this? If you are a mother or a parent and you have had a child, you already understand and know that when you have that baby, the pain, the brunt of it, all of that is there. I mean, it's just there. But here's the thing about it. The thing about it is that you have a child, and it took you, number one, took you 9 months to carry the baby. Number two, you're talking about actually now coming into the birthing process and position and having the baby. The pain is excruciating. Even before you get the medications to help pull you or to numb you through the process, but the reality of it is once you have that child, the pain does not, it doesn't haunt you. It doesn't torment you, okay? And really, I think that, and the first thing oftentimes what people do, they say, thank you, God. For what? Because you made it. Because they had the strength where they didn't know they had the strength to push through and to pull out that baby. And listen, that's the same way trials are. The reason we're still left with the memories and the reason we're still left with the drama of it all is because we've not built a memorial and an altar to thank God for pulling us through. I don't know who this word is for, but I promise you this was not the word for this morning. And I hear God saying, Sandy, tell them in order for them to go from one wineskin into the next is that they must build an altar. Come on now and thank me for bringing them through. Thank them for bringing you through because you made it. And when you begin to really say, listen, and sometimes, again, prophet, you don't understand. I've been through some stuff. This is hard. I don't know how to just jump up and just say, hey, I'm going to let it go. But here's the reality of it. The reality of it is that this is something where we say you walk by faith and not by sight. And it can be a simple prayer as, God, I heard what the prophet said, and I'm going to step out and obey. And this is not by sight nor by might, but by God, by the Spirit of the Lord. And Father God, I believe and I know that you have brought us out. I don't understand. I still feel a particular way and I don't understand my feelings, but I'm going to trust and say, God, thank you for bringing me out. I know you'll explain everything else later, but right now, thank you for bringing me out. That is where faith steps in. And you're honoring God for bringing you out despite what you think and what you feel. Okay? So we must do this. We must do this because we want God. We want new wineskins. I mean, think about that. It says, and that shows you how good of a father God is because it says, listen, I'm not going to put new wine in old wineskins. Why? Because it will burst. Listen, it'll burst. That means that the conflict of new and old will always be there until a massive explosion comes. And you may lose your mind. And I mean that metaphorically. But think about what he's saying. Why? Listen. I don't even have to make this up. I don't even have to stretch it. The truth of the matter is he's saying, listen, if I put new wine in old wineskins, it's going to burst. Though you were used to the other season and you made it through the other season and different things of that nature, the reality of it is that it will kill you. The conflict of new and old will always be there. Inner conflict and outer conflict. The wondering if did I miss it? I don't know if I made it. I don't know if I missed it. I don't know if I made it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, prophets. And so God is saying, listen, if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. And I need you to build an altar, to let the past go. Forgive yourself. Forgive people that hurt you. Forgive churches that hurt you. Forgive leaders that hurt you. Forgive relatives that hurt you. Forgive siblings that hurt you, spouses that hurt you, employers or employees and managers and CEOs. That you must empty yourself out. That's what it means. Empty out the old wine. Let's empty out the old anointing. Let's trust God for some new revelation and new things. I'll share this with you. I think it's been about 3 or 4 years ago when God first introduced me to the courtrooms of heaven. And at that time, I don't think it even existed, you know. And I remember looking for it and could not find it, but could hear him talking about it in my sleep, urging me that I needed to learn about it. I didn't even know where to begin. And so I just waited. I said, well, God, you're going to have to open up the door because I don't know what you mean, but I want to learn. And so, make a long story short, by the time this came full circle, it was probably about a year or 2 years from the moment that he first told me. So if it was six years ago, 2 years after he first told me about it, he opened the door up, and now not only am I have studied it, I'm teaching it, I'm understanding it, and I get it. So I'm using that as an example, is because what we know about warfare and how we know about warfare, it is totally different. And if we don't prepare ourselves to really, really understand what God is saying for the new season of warfare, because we're still holding on to the old season of warfare, then we're going to have a problem. So that small illustration is a way of saying, listen, God, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm willing to learn. I don't understand what you're saying, but I am willing to learn. Amen. And so I really, really want you guys to understand what God is saying is, listen, I have a lot for you. There's a lot I want to do, but I cannot put new revelation in old wineskins. You're wondering why things are not changing. You're wondering why things are not going anywhere. They're just staying the same. This is because I cannot, and I will not. And that's the thing. I will not put new revelation into old wineskins. There are a lot of prophets right now on the scene, and they have been there on the scene, but they're going to fall off the scene. Why? Because they're not prepared, and they have not yielded themselves to put on the new wineskin. So what do I need to do, prophet? How do I put on the new wineskin? Build an altar. Just build an altar to God and say, thank you for bringing me through. I don't even know how. I can't even understand it, but I'll let you explain that in due season and in due time. Next, what we do is we just say, God, I welcome the new. I just embrace it. I don't even know how to understand it, but I just embrace it and allow God to do the rest. That's it. That's all we got to do. So let's see. Give me one moment. I want to do a small introduction. I mean, a commercial. Hang on.
Join us each week as...
Okay, no, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. I changed my mind. That's not the right one. That's my outro. Okay, see you so early in the morning. All right, so let me go to my other scripture. I was trying to take a drink, but we'll wait because that's not the right thing. I want to allude to this story. I'm going to teach on it more on May 20th. But I want to allude to the story of Rizpah. Rizpah, the daughter of Ai, but she was a concubine, is what I want you to keep in mind. She was a concubine, and she had two sons from Saul. One was Armoni or Ammoni, and then she had Mephibosheth. No, this is not the Mephibosheth that we talk about in Lodabar. This is a total different one. What happened was is that after Saul dies and David is king, what begins to happen is that there was a covenant that needed to be kept. And in order to make it right, David had to permit seven sons of Saul to be turned over to the Midianites, and they were killed to rectify the covenant. That's not the part I want to go into. But here, she can't do anything about the law. She couldn't do anything about being a concubine. And here, now she understands that her sons are about to die for their father's sin. And the story of Rizpah, she goes to the threshing floor and stays there until David permits her to properly bury her sons. But the heartache of the mother who, number one, could not control the life or death of her sons is only asking permission to bury them or to give them a proper burial. When God put this on my heart, it's the story that I really enjoy for so many reasons, and I don't want to get ahead of myself because some things I don't want to mess with. But I want you to understand that you are sitting up trying to figure out how to deal with the death of loved ones after COVID. Mothers, sisters, brothers, aunties, children. And though the world seems as if it is going on, for you it's not. For you it's turning into frustration. I couldn't control the outcome of this. I don't believe in our system. I don't trust it. It let me down. I would have more time, and I thought that we would write stories together, that we would live together, love each other until the very end, and death took them. How do I bounce back from death? And then it's not just a normal death, but it's a death at the hand of something I couldn't see and a government that could not control it, but appeared to enforce its own regulations. How do I deal with the frustration of a system that I do not trust and believe in? How do I deal with a situation when I prayed and asked God that they didn't die, that they shouldn't die, and that he would spare their life, and they died anyway? How do I deal with death? The death of loved ones, the death of relationships that you thought would go someplace and did not. How do I deal with the things I could not control? How do I deal with dreams that die? And now I am only left to deal with the frustration of what could have been and what I wanted to be. How do I deal with it? Real talk, we have to let you go through the grieving process first. One of the things that I liken this to is the death of a marriage. Anyone that has been married and have gone through a divorce, and I'm talking about married for like 15, 20-year marriage, there is, even if it was a marriage that was just crazy, my marriage was crazy, so let me allude to mine, the beginning years were wonderful. And then things just begin to happen that was insane. And I can remember God preparing me for the death of the marriage. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And I thought that when it happened, that I was prepared to deal with it. But when it happened, I wasn't. I went through every emotion. I blamed myself. And then even through the child custody part of it and whatnot we had to go through, even though we both agreed, it was just, when demons get into things, they magnify it. So it was almost if something that was happening, I knew it was coming, I knew it was going to happen, but what I could not control was the insanity that the spiritual realm, demonic spiritual realm, would offer to the situation and the scene. And it seemed like it took me some years to really bounce back and to really find and to refocus and to reposition myself on the things of God. And I am alluding to that because for many people, that's what COVID did. It took things from you that you can't articulate. And now while the world is trying to reset its own self and to reset its mind, you're trying to figure out, how do I reset me? So you're not really ready or getting the wineskin thing because you're still dealing with the death of a thing. And the truth of the matter is, one day at a time. One day at a time. It is in this season of everything that is going on. Before you can put the wineskin on, there must be healing. And God wants to heal. Amen. God wants to heal. He understands you're not ready for no wineskin. You can't even think about forgiveness right now because you're so frustrated. And can I say that that's okay? Can I say that's good? God will listen. This is what I learned to do. God, give me the grace to forgive, to move on, to heal. Grace is time. Give me the time. Here's what's interesting to me. We go through things, and sometimes we barely come out of them. The right way and in the right time, you know, or the right mindset. And we beat ourselves up because we did not get the whole lesson right, or we beat ourselves up because we did not do it the way we thought we should have, or the expectations of what church said we are. The truth of the matter is, when you have never been through a thing, sometimes you have to figure out how to get through it to the best of your ability. And so sometimes, God, give me the grace to get this together. I didn't handle that right. I didn't know how to handle it right. I didn't know what I was supposed to do, and so I did the best that I knew how to do. But God, I'm asking that you give me the grace to heal. Give me the grace to heal and then step into what you have for me, because I realize I can't do it by myself. And I realize I'm messing up because I am trying to do it by myself. I'm trying to figure out how to deal with the things that I lost, the prophetic words I feel like I aborted because I didn't know how. There was no one to talk to. I'm just trying to figure it out. And I hear God saying, I will give you the grace, but this time depend on me to walk you out. That's good. I assure you, I just heard that. That's good. Listen, that means that but before you could even say the prayer, God is saying, I'm going to give you the grace to walk it out. But this time, if you're going to pass the test, you need to rely on me to walk you out of it. There are so many times that we come into trials and go through things, and the truth of the matter is we've never been there before, and we don't even know how to prepare ourselves for the trials oftentimes, let alone walk ourselves out of it. So in this season, God is saying, I am going to give you the grace to come out, but I'm going to show you how to do it. Isn't that good? Listen, if you're listening, and maybe you're listening now, or maybe you're going to listen later, just know that this, number one, build God an altar. Build him an altar to let him know, listen, I want the new wine. I want the new wineskin. So that now we need to just go ahead and allow him to pour out, to heal us so that he can prepare and stretch us and expand the new wineskin, which is us, so that we can hold the new revelation, so that we can hold the new teachings and the new anointing that he wants to bestow upon our lives. That you got to get that, because we got to move forward, you guys. We can't keep lingering on yesterday. We can't keep talking about it. And let me say this. It is okay to talk about it if you're not still hurting. That means that if you have come through it, learned the lesson, and you can speak it without any envy and any hurt, then that means that you were healed to move on and to move forward. Yes, you can talk about it. But if talking about it brings you to a thing of feeling so angry and reopening an old wound, then it's not time. Leave it alone and be quiet until God prepares you. Amen. Father God, I think I'm going to praise you for, though this is a short lesson today, I think I'm going to praise you for just allowing us to gather on these new Wednesday sessions, prophetic cipher Wednesday sessions. I thank you, Father God, because this is meant and designed to just speak a word in season to him that is weary, to what you would have us to say and to speak in this hour. I thank and I praise you, Father God, for speaking to your people to let them know that it is time to clean out and to gush out the old wineskins and to prepare for the new. I thank and I praise you, Father God, that you're giving rest to him that is weary. I thank and I praise you, Father God, that to him that feels like Rispa begins to feel as if I lost everything. I lost dreams. I lost money. I lost my home. I lost my family. I lost things that I couldn't even begin to see how they're going to be restored. I thank and I praise you, Father God, for the grace of restoration. I thank you, Father God, for the grace of restoring unto them the years that the canker worm has stolen, the years, the time, the months, the weeks. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that though they may not understand why loved ones had to pass, I thank and I praise you, God, for the grace to heal. The grace to heal. I speak more grace. I speak more grace, God. Heal them where they are, in their homes, in their vehicle. I speak, Father God, that even as the tears begin to stream down their face, God, that though they may not talk about it and though they may have not said a whole lot, but I thank you, Father God, that they are healing and that they're forgiving people. I thank you, Father God, that the frustration is easy. It's lifting. They don't know how, but because we're speaking this and we're dealing with it openly, that this is the how, that it is coming out of their pores. It is coming out of their dreams. It is coming out of their spirit and in their heart. It is no longer leaving the residue, but they are now healing. You said that healing is the children's bread. And I thank you because they're healing. We give you praise, honor, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, that was our little quick Wednesday session. They're supposed to be a little longer, but this one was the first, and I just wanted to set the stage. You know, it's easy sometimes when you're on Facebook Live and, you know, everybody wants to see what you look like and see what you do. And I think one of the things that I love about the radio is the fact that sometimes it's not about what people look like. It's about what's coming out their mouth. And if we could get the word and the wisdom that's coming out of their mouth, then we would be in a position to really hear, to receive, and to heal. And so it was very important to me that the look and the mannerisms and all that did not take away from the message that was being done. So when God said, go back to Blog Talk, I don't know about you all, but Blog Talk has been around a long time, but it is the best way to connect with people, to have shows and all that kind of stuff. If you don't know about it, check it out. But I'm sure most people should know about it by now anyway. So that was why when God said to do it that way, I understood it. Amen. And this way it's not about what I look like in my hair, because people love to find stuff, and we ain't got time for that. So thank you for that. Also, let me just go ahead and mention before I go, we have a lot coming up. This is a year of setting some ministerial things in order. The business side is good, but the ministry side, God is kind of pulling on it to come out. So starting May 6th, I'm doing some series, and it's called Surviving the Carnage series. And this is where every other week I'll take a story in the Bible that should relate to somewhere in somebody's life, and we'll deal with how you see the carnage. Ain't that something? The carnage. Carnage is meat. You feel like you death warmed over, so to speak. How do you survive the carnage? How did you survive the carnage? And that will be on one of our Zoom outlets. And so if you want to go ahead and register for that, what we ask for is a $20 donation. It's just a one-time fee, and then you'll have access for the next 2 months or so of different teachings. And that's all we're asking. And you can find out that information at prophetess. I got a lot of websites, prophetesssandylove.com, and you can go there and register. We have one on May 16th. That's where I'm going to deal with Rizpah. That you're going to love the whole story and why that is so significant. We'll go more in detail on that. And then on May 20th, we have Hagar's Hangover. And so you want to go ahead and catch it in, and that will be on Zoom. And so we will sit, once you register, we will send you the link and the code that you can get in. So it will be, you'll get the code like a day or two or 2 days before. So I want to share that. Other than that, if you're used to seeing us on Facebook, our School of the Prophets, our boot camp, we're going to go ahead and start putting sessions together where all of our staff can come on and begin to answer your questions and minister to you, and get you guys signed up for December and start that whole process. So we hadn't forgotten you. We just got to put everything in perspective, and I don't want to turn my whole page into something else. I want to keep it pure and keep it in the alliance that God wants me to have it in. Amen. And listen, it has been wonderful. A lot I do. There's a lot that I do. So you'll get exposed to more of me and what we're doing. But for right now, this is your time, and it's your time to be ministered to. Amen. So listen, this is Prophetess Sandy Love, and I want you guys to listen to my intro only because I think it's cool. And then I will see you guys next Wednesday. God bless.
Join us each week as we tackle controversial themes. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and not intimidated to speak on diverse issues, then please request us at 877-300-3883 or email us at engage@sandylove.org. To learn more about our causes, visit www.mazeyouthadvocacy.com.